This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. At least three rockets landed near Erbil International Airport in the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region of Iraq, killing one, wounding five people, according to a coalition spokesperson. Colonel Wayne Morado on Twitter said initial reports that indirect fire landed on coalition forces in Erbil. There was one civilian contractor killed, five civilian contractors injured, and one U.S. service member injured. A statement from the Kurdish Interior Ministry said a number of rockets were fired towards Erbil and its outskirts around 9:30 p.m. local time, and some people were wounded, but it offered no further details. It was not immediately clear if a U.S. military base housing U.S. troops near the airport was the target of the attack. Hundreds of anti-coup protesters gathered at a junction in Yangon Tuesday. It's a key crossroad from which groups fanned out to other points, including the embassies of the United States and China. They held banners demanding the release of the deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi and CDM signs. CDM refers to the civil disobedience movement that has seen doctors, engineers, and others in Myanmar refuse to work until the military release elected political leaders and return the country to civilian rule. Some laid on the ground in a silent protest with their eyes covered. The World Health Organization has granted an emergency authorization to the coronavirus vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. The move should allow the UN Health Agency's partners to ship millions of doses to countries as part of a UN-backed program to tame the pandemic. The WHO said it was authorizing the AstraZeneca vaccines made by an Indian and South